647, 1110, KBND, and your morning sports with Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. It's hot stove league time in Major League Baseball. Rawlings Gold Glove Awards were handed out to the best defensive players in Major League Baseball yesterday. Catcher Yadier Molina of the World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals headlines the National League winners, while the Dodgers saw three players honored in the same season for the first time in club history. In the American League, a trio of Red Sox, first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, second baseman Dustin Pedroia, and Central Oregon's own Jacoby Ellsbury received awards. Seattle right fielder Ichiro Suzuki saw his streak of 10 consecutive gold gloves come to an end. He is tied for the American League record for gold gloves by an outfielder. That record is shared by Ken Griffey Jr. and Al Kaline. Frank McCourt has agreed to sell the Dodgers. That decision comes less than a month after being awarded sole ownership of the team in a divorce settlement. The Dodgers issued a joint statement with Major League Baseball saying they agree to a court-supervised process to sell the team. McCourt has owned the Dodgers since 2004. Brian Cashman will stick around as general manager of the New York Yankees. Team announced yesterday it signed Cashman to a three-year contract extension. And Jed Hoyer introduced yesterday as the new executive vice president and general manager of the Chicago Cubs. He's inheriting a Cubs team that stumbled to a 71-91 record this season. In other sports, former Oregon State star T.J. Houshmandzadeh is being reunited with quarterback Carson Palmer. Oakland Raiders have signed the veteran wide receiver to a contract. Houshmandzadeh spent 8 seasons with Palmer in Cincinnati, where the two combined for nearly 5,800 yards and 37 touchdowns. In basketball, ESPN reports members of the NBA Players Association Executive Committee will meet tomorrow to discuss their next labor negotiation strategy. Labor talks between the owners and the players fell apart last Friday, and NBA Commissioner David Stern canceled the remaining games that were scheduled through November 30th. Don't forget, we've got a football weekend coming your way this weekend. Friday night, it is a play-in game for the Bend Lava Bears as they host Woodburn. It's a 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. And then on Saturday, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff as the Ducks travel north to take on the Huskies in Seattle. Of course, we're going to be down at the D&D and hang tight because sometime later this morning, we're going to give away a VIP package. Now, Frank's waving something at me right there. What do you got?
I got me some tickets here to the Matthew Knight Arena for the Ducks.
Oh, what a cool place.
Oh, apparently it is. I haven't been there, but I'm told it is fabulous.
It is. It's fantastic.
Okay, so the Matthew Knight Arena, great place to watch basketball. This is for Sunday's game, the Ducks going up against Lewis and Clark, and these tickets are going to be given away on Friday, okay? So okay. I just want to get a heads up. We want to get these out there.
Is that Section 102?
Section 102.
Row J?
Yeah.
That's like 10 rows up from the court.
Oh, perfect seats.
It's great, right at the free throw line.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we'll have those tickets to give away coming up on Friday. So if you're a Duck fan and you can head over to Eugene on Sunday for this game, then you just better be here for that.